Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. The third quarter report of Farm Bureau's Market Basket Food Price Survey is out. Farm Group Communications Director Todd Bright says 40 staple food items are checked, and here's the bottom line.
Overall, we saw a slight decrease in prices during the third quarter of 2016, about 1.39% down, and that was led by a nearly 10% decrease in the poultry category, and that also includes the price of eggs.
Occasionally, a price hike in the food category either way may not have a clearly defined explanation. This latest development in the poultry sector, he said, was fairly obvious.
What we saw was a national decline in production last year due to disease. Fortunately, we did not see that in Kentucky, but in other areas of the country, we did. And this year, farmers have really gotten in front of that issue, and we've had a good year with poultry. And so I think that we're seeing more birds available, and so I mean supply has finally come back up to reach demand, and ultimately we're seeing that price go down for consumers.
And with each quarterly price check, there are typically both declines and upticks.
As far as increases are concerned, the pork category did jump up 3.68%, and we saw fruits and vegetables go up just slightly over 1%.
Bright says USDA figures show that the farmer's share of the consumer food dollar is at about 17 cents for every dollar spent. That compares with 1980, when the farmer's share was 31 cents. We'll be right back.
The North American Championship Rodeo rides into Freedom Hall November 10th through the 12th, 7:30 nightly. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster. The rodeo is just a part of the family fun at the North American International Livestock Expo. Get special pricing on kids' tickets all three nights at the North American Championship Rodeo in Freedom Hall. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster. The rodeo's just a part of the family fun at the North American International Livestock Expo.
Farm Bureau's latest market basket release also noted historically that in 1940, the average farmer produced enough food and fiber for about 19 people. Today, through modern efficiencies, that figure stands at 154. Back to the survey prices, Todd Bright with a few other trends in your shopping cart.
We saw ham increase by 44 cents per pound, potatoes increase by 23 cents per 10 pounds, and center cut pork chops jump by 28 cents per pound. Areas that declined, we saw ribeye steaks go down 61 cents per pound, cheddar cheese dropped by 31 cents per pound, as did Red Delicious apples.
Bright says Kentucky food prices are generally in line with all statistical trends on the national level. He also noted that consumers, on average, spend about 10% of their annual disposable income on their food needs. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.